How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life. And those who find it are few. The saying makes us tremble a bit. We see in salvation history how often God's offer of salvation is only taken up by a few. Think of Noah. The world was deluged with the flood, and only a few were saved. Lot, who escapes the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah with his family, is a very small clan that walks away from the fires. And many saints, including St. Augustine, speculated on what it meant that only a few would be saved. We also hear in the scriptures, St. Paul writing to Timothy, God desires all men and women to be saved. We remember the good thief on Good Friday, who with one word of faith in Jesus is told that he will be in paradise very soon. We know through many of the saints, one of which is St. Faustina, that Jesus told so many saints that his mercy is infinitely beyond what we can comprehend as human beings. And that he does works of forgiveness and mercy and calls sinners back to him in ways that we cannot even begin to fathom. Sometimes we can think, how many will be saved? Will it be a lot of people? Will it be just a few? What happens to those who are not saved? In Luke's gospel, Jesus has asked, Lord, will many be saved? And instead of answering the question with a number, he simply says once again, as for you, strive to enter through the narrow gate, the narrow way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus does want to save us. He, in fact, arranges everything in our lives to be oriented towards heaven. Deep down, the question that comes up in our hearts that we sometimes can't name is this. When we begin to feel the fear about how many will be saved, numbers, heaven and hell, sometimes we actually are asking these questions because we don't think that God is good. We actually wonder, is God really fair? Couldn't he have done more? Couldn't he do something different? Couldn't he have made the world so that just everyone automatically gets to heaven and is saved? But in asking that question, we either try to make human beings into robots who have no choice to love, or else we doubt that God is powerful and mighty and works everything for our good. Brothers and sisters, God is the just one. God is the merciful one. God could not have done more than to come into the world in Jesus Christ, and with love beyond all telling, allowed himself to be nailed without any sin. There is no stone he has left unturned. There is no sheep he has left abandoned. He is good, and he loves us. He is fair. As for us today, may we strive to restrain our sinful impulses, and may we walk on this constricted road towards God, towards life.